Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
More than a word, reconciliation takes action. Malalim ang pinanggagalingan ng kahulugan ng mga salitang ito na siya ngayong tema ng National Reconciliation Week sa taong ito. Inaalala ito kada Mayo 27 hanggang Hunyo 3 mula pa noong taong 1967. Pero may dala itong panawagan sa lahat ng mga Australians na hindi lang hanggang sa salita, kung hindi kailangang ipakita sa gawa ang ating pakikipagkasundo sa mga indigenous people o mga ninuno nitong bansa. Ito ngayon ay ang pang-20 taon ng Reconciliation Australia para manguna sa pagunita ng National Reconciliation Week. Ayon kay Karen Mundine, ang CEO ng Reconciliation Australia, kailangan lang umanong isa puso ng bawat isa ang tunay na dalang mensahe ng pakikipagkasundo, respeto at pakikiisa sa mga ninuno ng bansang Australia na siya ngayoy ating tinatawag na pangalawang tahanan.
Reconciliation, it's a journey for all Australians. How we think about the relationship with the first Australians, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and all Australians, whether you're a new arrival or whether you've been here for a very long time.
Marami ang dalang mensahe ng reconciliation. Pwede maging pakikipag-isa, respeto, kapayapaan at pagmamahal sa kapwa. Pero di lang dapat ito na isusulat. Dapat maipakita natin at maranasan ng mga indigenous people.
When it comes to National Reconciliation Week, it's just an opportunity for us all to take a moment to think about those relationships, to put a spotlight on it, open up new conversations and encourage all of our communities to get involved in events or take part in activities.
Ayon kay Muhammad Al-Kafaji, CEO ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, dapat lahat ng mga migrante sa bansa makisali at makialam para patuloy ang magandang samahan o relasyon ng bawat isa dito.
We have a very strong voice if we unite with First Nations people's voice. We know that they have welcomed us in this country. It's our duty and obligation to know the history, to know what those communities have gone through because we have similar experiences and similar drivers for change. We both face racism, we both face, I guess, injustice, and we both want equity of access in this country.
Sabi naman ni Mundine, maraming dahilan kung bakit halos walang pakialam o walang kamalay-malay ang mga migrante sa tunay na kwento. Pero ngayon umano ang panahon para mamulat sa katotohanan at irespeto ang mga ninuno nitong bansa.
Probably one of the biggest barriers is not knowing where to start and feeling some kind of trepidation or feeling that it is so different. We have so much more in common and there are ways for us to appreciate each other's cultures and our diversity and I think that makes us stronger.
Dagdag pa ni Al-Kafaji, isa din sa dahilan kung bakit halos walang pakialam ang mga migrante dahil hindi ito tinuturo sa kanila pagdating dito sa bansa.
I think the problem is a lot of people don't understand what reconciliation is or what it's trying to do. And that's even more difficult for migrant communities who English may not be their first language. I think we need to educate ourselves and make sure that we build a strong relationship with Australia's First Nations people. Because without that, we can't truly say we are Australians.
Kaya noong nakaraang taon, gumawa ang Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia o FECA ng isang dokumentaryo para maging gabay sa mga migrante dito sa bansa na pinamagatang Encouraging Engagement bilang bahagi ng National Reconciliations Week.
The document tries to show how communities can engage with First Nations people during National Reconciliation Week. So it's just a starting point to open up the conversation, the door, and actually give permission people to start having those conversations. It is everybody's responsibility to engage, and there is no right or wrong way of doing it, and the intent is the important thing here, to try and engage in good faith, to try and learn about each other's cultures and the history and what we need to do as migrants in this country to elevate First Nations voices.
Pinapakita sa ginawang dokumentaryo ng FICA ang mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander kung saan pinapakita ang kanilang buhay ngayon at ang nakaraang pangyayari na kailangang maghilom. Gumawa din sila ng pelikula kung saan mismong mga lokal mula sa iba't ibang komunidad ang bida.
It was really about getting to understand one another, seeing overlap between strengths and difficulties. You know, we've got a lot of things in common. Language and terminology in all those three groups are really, really important, and it's really significant to culture and underlying beliefs, spirituality, all kinds of things.
Ayon kay Robin Martinez, naipakita din sa proyektong ito ang kaibahan ng bawat isa at kung paano sila nakipagkasundo.
We wanted to explore how those groups would interact and also give people the opportunity to meet different groups and get to know what their strengths are and their interests are and perhaps some of the things that they have in common, maybe racism, maybe, you know, oppression, maybe loss of country.
Nanagbunga naman ng maganda kung saan nabuo ang pagkakaibigan, pagkakaisa at pagdadamayan bilang isang pamilya. Ang Encouraging Engagement Guide ay isang kasangkapan para matulungan ang mga migrante at refugee upang matutunan ang pinapahalagahang yaman ng Australia, kung saan pinapakita ang respeto, pakikipagkapwa at pakikipagkasundo, magkaiba man ang pananaw at kultura. Ito din ang paraan para maipahayag ang boses ng bawat isa, kung saan umaasa ang mga indigenous people na marinig din ng gobyerno.
There are so many ways that migrant Australians can get involved, whether it's having a look on our website and seeing things that might be happening locally, accessing some of the amazing resources that SBS has, whether it's films, radio programs, and then having conversations with your own families and your own communities.
Ngayong taon, ang temang More Than Word, Reconciliation Takes Action ay naghihikayat sa lahat ng Australians na maging matapang at gumawa ng hakbang para sa maayos na relasyon kasama ang mga indigenous people para maging isang magandang halimbawa sa lahat sa tunay na pakikipagkapwa, respeto at pagtutulungan bilang isang malaking komunidad tungo sa mas maunlad na bansang Australia.
So if going to a National Reconciliation Week event is the first time you'd ever do that, that's a brave action. If you do this every year, maybe it's time for you to host something this year. And if you're doing and hosting and doing a whole bunch of other stuff, maybe it's time to have a hard conversation with friends and family. So don't share your views on these issues.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon sa National Australia Week, bisitahin ang website www.reconciliation.org.au. Makikita din ang Encouraging Engagement Guide sa website ng fika.org.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.